Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.
Now it's time for us to talk about something completely different, because as we kind of try and phase back into going out into the world, there's no doubt that many of us are throwing open our wardrobes and wondering, how was it that I used to get dressed, and opening up our makeup bags and going, I don't know what to do with this. So I thought today with Ashin Keenan, our resident beauty expert and beauty editor, we would have a chat about that whole experience. Hello, Ashling.
Hey, and please, please, during this conversation, do not mention long drop toilets, because I cannot handle that a second time. I just can't. I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry.
It won't come up.
I forget that people haven't been up for 5 hours already, like, and that it is very early in the morning. So I'm truly, I apologise for that, Ashling. Now, that was very unkind of me. I will not mention them again.
I appreciate it.
How are you doing? How are you? Are you re-entering the world?
Yeah, I am, bit by bit, like very, very slowly. I think I'm probably being more cautious than people. Look, I'm being more cautious than people I see are out and about. You know, I'm making sure I've always got my mask, I've always got gloves, I've always got like 3 hand sanitizers in like every place I'll be. I'm just being quite cautious. But I am, you know, I'm starting to, I had my first meal that I didn't cook myself yesterday, which was quite exciting. But yeah, I'm still being quite cautious.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's the right thing to do. Everybody has to move at their own pace. And, you know, those precautions that you're taking are sensible. I know I was talking about it yesterday. I think, you know, we all need to find a way to adjust to the masks and the hand sanitizer. It's just a part of our lives for now. And the more we accept it, I think the better. Have you been wearing much makeup?
Well, I mean, not during lockdown. Certainly I had, you know, I took that as an opportunity to kind of get my skin in check. And then I made the mistake of going from 0 to 100, and I put a full face on, including lashes. And at the end, you know, because when you're doing your makeup, you're up close to the mirror, you know, for detail. And then when I finished, I stood back and I got such a fright, because I forgot what I looked like with a full face on, and not in a good way. Like I didn't recognize myself. I had gotten so used to seeing my actual face and having no mascara on and having no foundation on that I kind of re-realized what I look like, which was really weird.
Yeah, well, that's kind of why I wanted to talk about this morning, because I reckon that's an experience that lots of people are having. And it's funny, because I've written about beauty for a long time and talked about beauty for a long time. And one of the things that I always say is that if you wear makeup every single day of your life, you're not going to be used to what your normal face looks like. So your face without makeup, when you look in the mirror, it will be jarring and you'll think it looks bad, even though it's actually not that it's bad. It's just different to what you're used to. And now we're kind of moving into a phase where we're going in the opposite direction. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's really weird. And like, I think I forgot, you know, I was looking at myself with the, it looked like my eyes were smaller, and it looked like I almost felt like people would be looking at me when I went out because I had so much makeup on. Because I guess we've gotten used to not only looking at ourselves without so much on, but everyone else has kind of been taking it a bit handy with the old makeup and getting dressed up kind of thing. So, you know, when you go to Super Value on a Saturday for your 15-minute dash around, there's not that many people, you know, dressed up to the nines. So, yeah, it was a really, it's going to be a big transition for me, and I'm really going to be taking it. I had to really pare it back. I actually removed all that makeup and redid my face in a kind of a lighter way, because I just felt uncomfortable. I felt like I just wasn't used to looking at myself that way anymore.
And I think it's important to say, before we get into kind of some tips for transitioning back into your makeup bag, is that there's no requirement to do that. You know, if you find that you're opening up your makeup bag, or you're looking at makeup and you're going, actually, I'm kind of just fine without it, that's okay too. I mean, you don't owe anyone in your life a fully made up face. And if you're happier without makeup, then by all means, stay without it. But equally, if you're someone who loves it, you know, that's why we're here, to try and help you kind of adjust to it again and not find yourself in Ashling's situation where she felt like, who is it that is it Homer invents the makeup gun on The Simpsons and it like sprays a full face on and it's just a little bit too much. So what are your tips if someone is having kind of a similar experience to you?
Yeah, so what I found was, the look of my own face scared me, really, really scared me. But then also the feel of having all that makeup on was just so different. So what I did was, when I took my makeup off, instead of going for a full coverage concealer, I put on tinted moisturiser, just a little bit to kind of give my face that general glow. And then I spot concealed instead of using foundation. So with that, I don't literally mean concealed my spots, but I just mean I went around my face where there was a bit of pigmentation or where there was a bit of scarring or a bit of like extra colour or whatever it was. And I just used concealer in the way you would conceal a spot, I suppose, to just cover over those particular parts, well blended in, obviously. And I didn't feel the kind of heaviness that comes with wearing a full coverage foundation or any foundation, really. And I was kind of very, very, I used a really finely milled powder, and I used it very sparingly, just down the centre of my face, because there's nothing worse than that feeling of having a lot of makeup on. And I think that the feel of that is something that we've stopped being so used to. Another thing I did was I changed up my skincare. So the whole way through lockdown, I'd been focusing on my skincare and trying to get my skin in check, so that, you know, because it is a great opportunity to let your skin have a bit of a breather. And you know, I had a bit of extra time during lockdown. I was kind of lucky that I had a bit of extra time to spend on my skincare, so I was, you know, making sure I got all my steps in. But now that I'm back to wearing makeup and stuff, I find a lighter moisturizer as a base for your makeup is a really good way to start. Excuse me. So I was using I love Charlotte Tilbury's Magic Cream. I always have. But I found lately that has been a bit heavy.
Yeah, it is
so
very heavy.
She has a new light version of that exact same cream. So it's fantastic. It really hydrates. It's like super, super. It's got hyaluronic acid in it, so it just plumps your skin straight up. But it also has that glow that you want for underneath your makeup. And I've actually worn that just by itself with a bit of spot concealer as well. So that's, you know, if you are wanting to have your base feel a little bit less intrusive, that's a really good way to approach it.
What about eyebrows? Because I just got a text in that says I did my eyebrows properly for the first time in months and I startled my husband.
I feel that. I feel that pain. The first time I did my eyebrows, my husband was like, "Oh, are you tinting them?" And I was like, "Oh no, no, no! This is just how they are." Because I made the mistake of putting my eyebrows on and not putting mascara on and not putting my usual contour on. And I think if you just go in for your normal brow and leave everything else bare, you know, that's the inclination, because we all love it, you know, to put a bit of pencil to our brows, but if you just do the brows, it can look a little bit alien. So I would recommend, if you can, of course, get a lighter shade for your brows than what you're used to. And instead of using something like a gel or a pomade, which can be quite thick and quite, you know, just visible, I suppose, use a pencil. And, you know, there's an Urban Decay one called Brow Beater, and it has the tiniest, tiniest nib on it. And it really draws in hair-like strokes. And I think something like that just is a really good way to kind of do a light brow. And my top tip, my thing that I tell people all the time about their brows, is when you go in to pencil your eyebrow, don't go over the places that you've already got hair first. Start where you have the gaps and fill those in. And once you have the gaps filled, then you can see where you might have to even out. Do you know the kind of way? So it just really helps, because if you start going in first on the places you already have hair, all you're doing is darkening the places that are already filled. So start with the gaps and work your way kind of back up to where you have hair. And that's a really good way of getting a very light-handed eyebrow look.
And what about the rest of your face? Because, I mean, I suppose what's really coming across is that, like, we're just basically telling people how to do a lighter makeup look that doesn't feel so full on. But I suppose what you're saying is you need balance, don't you?
Totally, yeah. And that's, like, I find this is why, you know, just having your eyebrows on doesn't work, because you're pulling all the focus to one part of your face. And what that can do is just, that can be jarring. So what I would say is make sure that if you want to go lighter on your face, one thing that you can do, and it seems counterintuitive, but if you wear a really bright lip, if you're comfortable with a bright lip, obviously not everyone is, but if you wear a really bright lip, it can mean you have to do less with the rest of your face. So you can wear less eye makeup. You can put a little, like a little lick of mascara on, a really, really fine brow, and a pop of bright lipstick, and it'll look and feel and seem to everyone else and whoever's looking at you or whoever you think might be looking at you that you have a full face of makeup on. You might just feel that bit more confident. And sure, that's the only reason I wear lipstick anyway, is to give myself a bit of confidence when I really need it. And if you are kind of an eye makeup person and that's kind of where you'd like to put your focus, I would, on the lips, just what I always do is I line my lips with kind of a pillow talk or, you know, something kind of neutral, and then I put a lip balm over it. And then on my eyes, if the eyes are my focus, what I'll do is, instead of using something like a liquid liner, which can be, again, very definite and very there and very in your face, what I'll do is I'll use a Kohl liner and I'll just apply it kind of messily along the my lash line, my upper lash line, and then blend it out at the root of the lashes to give a bit of definition, but not something so kind of defined.
So in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that those are good tips. And I think the most important thing to remember is that, you know, there's no requirement on you to do it. But if you are doing it and you want to do it and it's making you feel a little bit scared, you can absolutely do it. Just brazen your way through it. The more you do anything, the more comfortable you'll get. Now, let's talk a little bit about trends before I let you go, because we haven't talked about this for ages. And even though people haven't been wearing loads of makeup, or most people haven't, the trends are in full force for summer, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And it's funny because a lot of the trends are things that I think people will be probably doing anyway. Mm. Like I was looking at, you know, I was doing some research on the trends, and one that kept coming up was, you know, that kind of whole dewy skin thing. And that has been around for season after season after season. And I think now, because a lot of people aren't wearing, you know, a huge amount of makeup, the dewy skin trend is coming, you know, it's really coming into force again. It's always good to kind of have that, you know, to focus on your skin health, I suppose. And that's another thing I'd say, when you do go back to wear makeup, bear in mind that your skin will have to readapt to wearing makeup. So you might have to adapt your skincare, you might have to change things up a little bit, you might have to start your double cleansing again, because for the longest time I was only washing my face, I was only doing one cleanse in the morning and one cleanse in the evening. I didn't, because I had no makeup on, I didn't have to do that double cleanse because there was no makeup to take off. So I think that's important as well to bear in mind. If you are going back to makeup, don't forget to take it off, because you're just asking for a world of, you know, skin issues there. Other trends that have come up that are quite simple and actually could be, you know, could suit the whole kind of minimal makeup idea: pastel liners and eyeshadow for lids. So I recently got a couple of the Glossier Skywash new shades, and they're really kind of, well, first of all, they're really easy to use, which I love, but they're kind of really sheer. But kind of, they make a statement even though they're sheer, because they're such unique colors, which I quite like. So a pastel liner, and if you're not confident with a liner, just throw it on as eyeshadow. And that's another thing, you know, if you use a bit of colour on the eye, it kind of means you're off the hook for the rest of your face in a way. And then another one that was like massive is bright pink blush. Now, this sounds intimidating. I would be intimidated. In fact, I am intimidated by it, but I tried. So Janessa Myrix is this amazing makeup artist, and her she has a blush at the moment. It's Vision Flush is the name of the blush, and Tutu is the name of the shade. And when I first got it delivered, because I was trying to buy into this, you know, blush trend, I really was trying, and I saw Katie Jane Hughes doing it, and I saw her talking about Janessa, and I just thought, I'm going to do it. And I bought Tutu, and I was thinking, oh my God, I've made a massive mistake. How can I send this back? Will they give me a refund? But in actual fact, it's so natural, and it's so, when you can use the tiniest amount and it blends out to nothing. So it's a really good way of kind of going for that bright pink blush trend without being, again, in your face or looking like you rolled in from 1982, you know. So
well, thank you so much, Aisling. Thank you for all those tips. Aisling Keenan, we have her on Talking About Beauty on a regular basis. She is beauty editor extraordinaire. Really appreciate it. Have a great one, Aisling.
You too.
Thanks a million.
Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.